We would like to welcome you to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, November the 17th, 1985. Our prayer for you is, as you listen to this tape, that you'll be encouraged to live a more dedicated, closer walk with the Lord. We just thank the Lord for you, and we know your needs don't go unnoticed by the Lord, because He knows what we need, even before we ask. God bless you as you listen to our Sunday morning services at Airport Gardens Baptist Church. God bless you. Entitled, The Love of God. And certainly God's love cannot be measured. As Brother Tom comes to lead the choir.
Thank you.
P.H. Combs is going to come to read our scripture. While he's coming up, I'd like to mention these prayer requests. Some that are not in the bulletin. We do want to be praying for the country of Colombia, South America. We have about 80 missionaries in Colombia. And I don't know how many of them, if any of them, were injured or killed in this eruption of the volcano, but 21,000 or so people have gone into eternity. We also want to be praying this week for the summit conference in Geneva, Switzerland. President Reagan and Gorbachev, as they meet together, we trust God's hand will be in all the decisions made. And let's remember these two men, and as they seek to make peace and make our world a better place in which to live. We also want to pray this week for the Davis boys, Grandpa, Ed Holland. He is out of the hospital at this time. Let's also pray for Janet Parsons, who had surgery and is home. Junior Sutton, who is in Lexington, I believe, in the hospital. He's home. Okay, let's be praying for Junior this week. I know we're thankful today for Mrs. White, who went in for surgery Friday morning, and the doctor said, "We can't find it." And so Mrs. White came out of the operating room feeling about that high off the floor, praising the Lord. We're not having to have surgery. I know this is an answer to prayer. We also want to be praying for these others listed here in the bulletin, and we know God's grace is sufficient for them. Brother Combs, you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer, please.
Scripture is found in Ephesians 5, 13 through 17. It says, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye will circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, but be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." A word of prayer at this time. Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, our God, we thank you for this wonderful day. We know, Lord, that the Word of God is true. And we know that God has no respect of person. Everyone can be saved by believing in death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And we know without faith, it is impossible to please our God. So, Lord, we thank you for this day again, and we pray that your presence will be here with us today, Lord. And if anyone don't know you, Lord, we pray that this will be their day to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, be with us throughout this day and the days ahead. Bless us, pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died on the cross of Calvary for us, shed his own innocent blood. Amen. I have here a little announcement to make. I have an important announcement to make. I lack birthday parties. One that I'm thinking about has been held here in the church lately. I was given in honor of her party's wife. It was given in honor of Brother James's wife, party wife. So when I heard of this party, I love birthday parties. It's one thing I always try to remember. I said, Lord, what can I do to make that birthday party good success? He says, well, you can write a poem about it if you want to. So I just sat down and this is what I said. It says, on your happy birthday, as we sing this song, may your days grow brighter as you travel on. May the good Lord bless you as you go on your way, as you strive to serve him each and every day. This is a wonderful birthday. We can plainly see the good Lord made them all just for you and me. This is a happy birthday, and for each and every one, they fill our hearts with joy from dawn to setting sun. So that was an answer for the birthday.
Let's turn in our hymn book now to page 129, and let's stand and sing the first and last verses. I will sing of my Redeemer, 129.
I will sing of my last moment. Father, bless each one that gives this offering with your will, my friend. Perhaps so.
Amen. Tom and Fred are going to come to sing for us, and just before the message, thank God for them. And glad to have Debbie and her little child with us, and Junior. Also glad to have two of Tim's friends with us today from Lexington. Fred and David, or Brian and David. They call Brian Fred, nickname. We're glad to have them with us.
That's a good name.
Oh, Fred's a good name? All right. Glad to have each one of you with us. Glad to have this dear lady here that lives here in Airport Gardens, Ms. Johnson. God bless you. Also, I want to mention we're glad to have Emery's mom and dad with us today. And God bless them.
We need an alto and a tenor here real bad.
The world's greatest story.
The world's greatest story.
In the Bible is told.
In the Bible is told.
Is the story of Jesus.
Is the story of Jesus.
And it never grows old.
And it never grows old.
He was born in a manger.
He was born in a manger.
Gave his life.
story. I want to also welcome Myrna's mom and dad to our service today. They've been up in Maine harvesting pumpkin and squash seed, 90-some thousand pounds, during the last 2 or 3 months, and they swung down from Maine down to Kentucky, Prairie County, on their way back to Albany, Oregon. And they've already traveled a little over 5,000 miles. And we're certainly glad to have you all with us today. Today we'd like to speak on a topic that a lot of people are searching for, and that is the will of God. In fact, I want to entitle this message today, The Sweet Will of God. You know, it's one thing to know what God's will is, and it is an altogether different thing to be found doing God's will after knowing it. Many people who know God's will, they rebel against it, and they live miserable lives. They are content with God's second best. God has a best for you and for me. And you and I should not be content with His second best, but His best, the best that He has for us. God's will is always best. As I was preparing this message for this morning, my mind went back to some quotes that I remembered from the Daily Bread Devotional Guide. And at least three of these I remembered go like this. God's will may be bitter, but it is best. God's will is not a heavy burden to carry, but it is a pillow to rest on. The third one, we cannot know the will of God apart from the Word of God. Some people want to know what God's will is, and they never pick up the Word. You can't know what God's will for your life is, friend, unless you get into the Word of God. In fact, you cannot know God's will for your life until you, first of all, know God as your Heavenly Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior. God will not lead us contrary to His Word. God's hand will not lead us where His grace will not reach us and keep us. I believe we need to have the idea that Jesus had when He was here on the earth. He prayed like this, Father, not my will, but thine be done. And Jesus knew that just ahead of Him lay the old rugged cross as He prayed this prayer there in the Garden of Gethsemane. But He still prayed, Father, not what I want, but what you want. And that is where real peace can come into your heart and life, and into my heart and life. The psalmist said in Psalm 40 and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. I know it's God's will to reach out to this community with the gospel. I trust we'll get our eyes off of ourselves and say with Saul of Tarsus, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? What wilt thou have me to do? Our key verse today is going to be Ephesians 5:17 that Brother Combs read for us a while ago. It says, Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. First of all, I believe we can know what God's will is for our lives. This verse says we can. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We can know what God's will is for our lives. He does not lead a year at a time. He leads us a step at a time. I love the song that I've heard many times, but it never grows old. It says, one day at a time. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow may never be mine, but we have today. And let's make the most of today. I believe if you and I walk in the light that we have today, when tomorrow comes, it will be today again. And God's grace and His hand will lead us. In Colossians 1:9, Paul said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Jesus said in John 7:17, "If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." My oldest brother has three boys. Two of them, as I stand here to preach today, are many miles from home. They are in Anchorage, Alaska. Both of them are in the Air Force. They have their wives up there with them. A few years ago, one of these boys, one of my nephews, got a 4-year scholarship to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. After being there only a few months, Jim wrote home to his mom and dad and said this, "God is not here. I know it's a strict place, because we toured the Air Force Academy 2 summers ago, as their guide told us what was required of the first-year cadets. It's a hard place. And if you survive the first year, the second, third, and fourth years will probably be easy. But Jim wrote home and said, God is not here." And so my brother and his wife said, "You can come home." Jim came home. He started school. He was still in the Air Force. And he graduated before his class at the academy graduated. God's will. I don't know what God's will for your life is. But I know, first of all, that it's God's will that all be saved. It's God's will that you be saved today if you're not a Christian. If you have never invited Jesus into your life, it's God's will that you come to know Him. You come to know Him as your own personal Savior and Lord. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He died for all. As I said a while ago, you and I cannot know God's will for our life until we first of all know God and be able to call Him Father. Forgiveness and repentance. Where are your sins right now? Have you come to know Jesus as your own personal Savior and Lord? Jesus said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." And verse 40 of John 6 says, "And this is the will of God that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." My friends, it's God's will that you be saved if you're not a Christian yet. You need to be saved today. I believe it's also God's will that after we're saved, that we feed our bodies and our souls on the best. The best. You can't beat the best anywhere. We need to feed our bodies and our souls on God's best. In Daniel chapter 1, we preached a few Sundays ago on Daniel and the three Hebrew children. In chapter 1 and verse 8, the first part of the verse, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat and with the wine which he drank. Daniel had a purpose, and it paid off later on in his life. The Holy Spirit today is looking for somebody to work through. As I've said here many times, the Holy Spirit has to have a body through which he can work. The devil also has to have a body through which he can work. But my friend, this morning, the Holy Spirit is looking for each one of us who are saved. He desires us to follow him. In Romans 12, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies that you walk around in, that you stay in 24 hours a day. I'm looking for someone to work through. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's will that our bodies be used to bring honor and glory to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's God's will you first of all be saved and come to know Jesus, whom to know is eternal life. At the Kentucky Baptist Convention this past week, I looked at the program as I walked into the Emmanuel Baptist Church auditorium. And it had right down there on Monday afternoon at 2:10, David Rain. The little fellow I've told you about, he's 30 years old now or so. I heard him 2 years ago at the evangelistic conference. But David Ring is a little cerebral palsy fellow. I heard him preach again on Monday afternoon. When I heard him 2 years ago, you know what he said in one of his messages? He said, God has all of me that he can have. He has all of me. He mentioned Monday afternoon about going to his pastor and said, God has called me to be an evangelist. And the pastor said, you better go back home and reconsider this. My friend, it's God's will for David Ring's life that he go all over this United States and preach and give out God's word. God can use anyone. It is not what is on the outside that matters. It is what is on the inside. We need to be as presentable, I know, as possible. I want to give you this thought right here in the Daily Bread. I cut out of the Daily Bread recently. Reformation is like putting a new shirt on a man. That's outward. That's reforming. That's not salvation. Reformation is like putting a new shirt on a man. Regeneration is like putting a new man in a shirt. Thank God for that thought in the Daily Bread. This is the will of God, it says in 1 Thessalonians This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, his body, in sanctification and honor. God has only given us one body. God has called us unto holiness and not unto uncleanness. Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Not only is our body important, but friends, our soul is important. Our soul is what is saved. You know what I'm waiting on right now? To get a brand new body. That's what I'm waiting on. My soul has been redeemed. And Paul said in Romans 8, something about waiting to wit the redemption of the body. Those of our loved ones who have gone on to be with the Lord, they're waiting on a new body to be given them at the resurrection. That's what we're waiting on. Our soul is saved. Our soul has been redeemed. Our body is made out of dust of the earth. Dust. We're waiting on a new body. You know what Isaiah said? In Isaiah 55, he said, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Friends, you're here today, I know, to get some soul food. To get some food for your soul. We preached a few Sunday nights ago on where Peter says, feed the flock of God which is among you. And that's my prayer, that every time you walk in the doors of our church, that you'll receive in that service some food for your soul. Our soul needs fed. And don't depend upon one meal a week. God's Word needs to be read every day. Many of us know what God's will is. We know it's God's will that none perish, but that all should come to repentance. We know what God's will is for our life. We know what we should be doing for the Lord after we're saved. And my prayer is that you're doing what God would have you to do as a Christian. If all God's children did God's will just on Sunday, it'd be wonderful what God would do in our community, our church, and our individual lives. God's will is best. We can't demand God to do anything. God's will is best. And I believe as much as I'm standing before you today, that it was God's will when that doctor came out and talked to Brother White and Ms. White's sister and myself. She said, I can't find it. I know as much as I'm standing here, that was God's will for your life, Ms. White. If it had been the opposite, I believe it would have still been God's will. We can rest today in what God's will is. God's will is best. There's a wonderful promise to those who do God's will. John said in 1 John 2:17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Jeremiah 29:13 in closing says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Their primary aim in life should be to know God and to know what His will is. I want to say again, you cannot know God's will for your life until you first of all know God as your Father. I'm glad we can call God our Father. He loves us. We're His children. If we're saved, we know Him. I want to give again the thought in the Daily Bread that says, reformation is like putting a new shirt on a man. Regeneration is like putting a new man in a shirt. I don't know how you came to this service today, but I know this. God wants to have His will and His way worked out in your life. As Brother Tom comes to lead us in our invitation hymn, page 217. My prayer is that you're doing God's will. That you know God's will. If you need the words for this song, Just As I Am, page 217, as we stand to sing. We'll be waiting up here at the front. Whatever your decision is, we trust God's will be worked out in your life as we stand.